بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Come closer, brothers. Come as close as possible, inshallah. All praise and shukr is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with this wealth of iman. May Allah ta'ala keep us all on iman, take us away from this world with iman, and raise us up on a day of qiyamah with this iman. Beloved friends, Allah ta'ala send us in this world for a very short space of time. The reality of life is kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Everybody is on a journey. And this journey, some are fortunate and some are unfortunate. Now imagine Allah ta'ala has linked us with such an effort which is preparing ourselves and the entire ummah to try to meet Allah on that day when Allah will become pleased with us. The effort of Nabuwat. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala gave them three primary objectives. One was to shift the attention from makhluk to khaliq, from mal to amal, and from the dunya towards the akhirat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, if you take this entire universe and you fill it up with mustard seeds, and if a bird comes after every 1,000 years and takes one seed and it goes away, it comes after another 1,000 years and it takes another seed and it goes away, a day will come when those seeds will come to an end. But akhirat, abadan abada. Forever and ever, never ever to come to an end. So the first effort was the effort of iman. And if we look into the lives of Anbiya and Sahaba Ikram, it was a life of difficulty, hardships, trials, tribulations. In Fazal Amal, when we read about the hardships that Sahaba Ikram went through, imagine Khabbab bin Alarat being branded with a hot iron rod, pieces of charcoal placed on his back, the blood and pus that used to come out. Bilal radiallahu used to be dragged in the hot sands of Makkah Mukarramah. Abu Zar Ghifari in the Haram goes and proclaims the Shahadat. Abu Bakr radiallahu himself is beaten to such an extent that he almost passed away. The Nabi of Allah himself, the intestines of the camel thrown on his blessed back. His daughter Zainab radiallahu anha, as she is making hijrat and leaving Makkah Mukarramah, she is attacked, she falls down, she is expecting a child. She has a miscarriage, she passes away. Anas bin Nadar, over 90 wounds found in the, all in the front of the body. Mus'ab bin Umair, one hand is chopped off, this guy holds the flag, grabs it with his second hand, that is chopped off, holds it with his bosom, with his bleeding arms into his bosom. Imagine what qurbani and sacrifice Sahaba went through for this deen to reach us. So, the ingredient for this deen to stay in our lives is qurbani. That's why we're saying on a daily basis, we have to give time to the masjid. To go out for 4 months and 40 days is easy. But on a daily basis, every day, besides our gush, whether it's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, every day we have to give time to the masjid. Why? So that mahol, that environment that we are in, we are giving that dawat on a daily basis, will have an effect on firstly our iman. So Allah has given us a zimidari, Allah has given us a responsibility. Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib says, deen ek amanat dari hai aur ek zimidari bhi hai. Deen is a responsibility, it's an amanat. Allah has entrusted us with it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will ask a person 5 questions before he can take one step. How did you spend your life? How did you spend your youth? How did you earn your wealth? What did you spend your wealth upon? And how far did you act upon that knowledge that Allah has given you? So beloved friends, we have to take this to heart. We have to understand that Allah has made us responsible. Allah has made us responsible for the hidayat of the entire of humanity. It's not a small thing. It's such an accolade, it's such a honor that Allah has given us. Now, I have to ask myself, how can I get accepted by Allah? How can I get accepted for the deen of Allah? How I can become the khadim of the deen of Allah? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, On every occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Sahaba, he was the first. Who kept roza today? Abu Bakr. Who gave sadaqah? Abu Bakr. Who followed the janazah? Abu Bakr was ready all the time. There was an elderly lady. Umar radiallahu noticed that whenever he tried to go and meet the khidmat of this lady, the khidmat of the lady was already done. So one day he said, I'll go early. So when he went early, he saw Abu Bakr radiallahu leaving that house. So the jazbat, imagine, in Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar, what do you leave behind? I've left half and I've brought half. But when he asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I've left Allah and His Rasul. So beloved friends, we have to take this thing to heart. We have to take this thing seriously. We have to continuously ask Allah for acceptance. And we have to see that how this deen, you see, this quality of deen mitne ki gham. Ayankusud deen wa ana hayy. Abu Bakr said that any deficiency comes into deen and Abu Bakr be alive, it can never be possible. So most of us will see when we go for mulaqats, we come to different types of halas. This person is far from deen, that person became murtad, this person is like that. But is there any pain in the heart? Has that pain come in the heart? That this is the condition of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no frown on my face. So we have to take this thing to heart. And that person who will take this thing to heart and will make a decision with Allah, Allah will take work from him. Allah will take work from him. Allah will accept him for the effort of deen. You see, Sahaba was two categories. They were the Muhajir and the Ansar. There's no third category. Now sometimes when we're out on Khuruj, we fall under the category of Muhajir. When we leave our homes for 40 days and 4 months. And now when the Jamaats come to a locality, we will fall under the category of the Ansar. In the system of Hijrat and Nusrat, this is how deen will spread. So we must have yakin in the amal of Nabuwat. That dawah, that talim, that gersh, that 3 days, that chilla, and that 4 months, that Hijrat, that Nusrat, with yakin, that definitely batil is being crushed, without any doubt. Definitely Allah is giving hidayat. Allah's deen is going to rise and shine. There's no doubt about it. A day is going to come when every baked and unbaked home will come to know about the deen of Allah. It's going to happen. Now imagine Allah has linked us with that effort. Allah has linked us with the effort of Nubuwwah, the juhud of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. To make such an effort that how this yaqeen can get corrected. Yaqeen ki tabdeelin. That where you see it happening from is not happening from there. Where you see it happening from, is not happening from there. It is only happening by the Amr of Allah. That everything is dead. That's why our kalima, when you say the nafi, what nafi we make? First is bhuto ka nafi. Second is kayanat ka nafi. Third is pehle ummato ka ghalat yakin. Fourth is me or mera ka nafi. That the entire kayanat, the systems of this world is dead. Whether it's astrology, astronomy, photosynthesis, the folding and faulting of the plates of the earth is not happening from there. It is only one Allah who is making it happen. The cow is not giving us milk, Allah is giving us milk. The sun is not giving us heat and light, Allah is giving us heat and light. Food is not satiating the hunger, Allah is satiating the hunger. Water is not quenching the thirst, Allah is quenching the thirst. Medication is not giving you shifa, Allah is giving you shifa. This is the dawah. And the previous ummahs, what they used to say? Man ashad minhu quwwa, who can be more powerful than us? Qumi'ad, Nabi Hud alayhi salam was sent to them. Imagine the statement, who can be more powerful than us? Today people are claiming, we are like this and we are like that. And the nations of the past also did this. Allah made a wind, lift them up from the ground, spun them around for 7 nights and 8 days. On the 8th day they were taken and flung against the mountains, which caused their heads to separate from their bodies. What Firaun said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, that I am the Rabb, the Most High. Allah drowned him. Qawm of Samud, they were architects. They build their houses way in mountains. Then nothing can happen to us. Allah made an angel shriek, which caused the internal organs to burst. So Allah is most powerful. All grandeur is only due to Allah. Allah is ghani, we are fakir. Allah is rich, we are poor. Allah is khaliq, we are makhluk. Allah is the creator, we are creation. Allah is malik, we are mamluk. Allah is the owner, we are owned. Allah is razik, we are marzuk. Allah is the sustainer, we are sustained. Ahad, one alone is Allah. Kufar of Makkah come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us, what is the lineage of your Rabb? Allah reveals Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah who is one, Allah who is independent. He neither begets, nor was He begotten, and there is none co-equal to Him. غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ سَتَّارُ الْعُيُوبُ غَفَارُ الذُّنُوبُ Most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the one that hides our faults. Allah is the one that forgives our sins. Ya Wadudu, Ya Dhal Arshil Majid, Ya Fa'al Lima Yurid. Allah does as He pleases, most loving. Yeah, whatever He wants is the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the da'wat of Allah's greatness, the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every condition is in the hands of Allah. Whether it's health, whether it's sickness, whether it's wealth, whether it's poverty, whether it's harm, whether it's benefit, whether it's success, whether it's failure. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is a young boy riding behind the Nabi of Allah. And the Nabi of Allah is teaching him iman. What he tells him, Ya ghulam, O lad, shall I teach you some words of wisdom? Guard the commandments of Allah and Allah will guard you. Guard the commandments of Allah, you'll find Allah in front of you. If you ask, ask from Allah alone. If you seek help from Allah alone. And if the whole entire of mankind gets together, and if they want to benefit you, they will never be able to benefit you except that which Allah has decreed upon you. And if the whole entire of mankind gets together, and if they want to harm you, they will never be able to harm you except that which Allah has decreed upon you. The pens have been lifted and the inks have been dried. Every condition is in the hands of Allah. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu reports something to the near meaning that for everything there's a reality. And no slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach the reality of iman until he believes that which had befallen him could not have missed him. And that which had missed him could not have befallen him. Whatever has happened is through the irada of Allah. Allah decided that. Allah is the one that decides everything that happens. Once Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was sitting with some of his companions and he said something like this, I wish that there were people who did not believe in taqdeer. One place he says, I'll take my fingers and I'll poke it in their eyes. Another place he says, if their heads come into my hands, I'll break their necks. One place he says, I'll trample their heads. So somebody asked him, why you want to do something like this? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who's known as Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge. He mentioned something like this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Lawhi Mahfuz from a pearl. Its walls are made out of rubies. Its distance is from the earth to the skies. Its pens and wirings are made out of celestial noor. Daily, Allah Ta'ala glances at the Lawhi Mahfuz 360 times. And with every glance, He creates, He gives life, He gives death, He gives honor, He gives disgrace, and He does whatsoever He pleases. So everything that is happening by the command of Allah. Where you see it happening from, it's not happening from you. So this is the effort. This is the effort of iman. And Sahaba Ikram, when they brought yaqeen words on the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we look at the incident of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. The people came and told him, oh Abu Darda, your house has burned down. He says, no, it's not, it can never be my house. Second person, oh Abu Darda, your house has burned down, it can never be my house. Third person came and told him, oh Abu Darda, a fire had raged on your street, and as soon as it came to your house, it got extinguished. Then Abu Darda says, I knew Allah will never do that to me. Then the people tell him, oh Abu Darda, we do not know which of your words are more astonishing. Whether it can never be my house, or I knew Allah will never do that to me. Then Abu Darda goes on and explains, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us a dua. That if a person needs this dua, no calamity will befall him. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta alayka tawakkaltu, wa anta rabbul arshil azim. ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر كل دابة أنت آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم. اطمئنان. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is about to pass away. He has a lot of daughters. At the time of Usman, some money is arranged for him. That why don't you take this money? At least your daughters can benefit. He refuses it. I don't want this money. What's the reason? I taught my daughter Surah Waqi'ah. That the Nabi of Allah said, if a person reads Surah Waqi'ah every night, poverty will never enter his home. One person comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and tells him, that O Nabi of Allah, a scorpion had bit me. The Nabi of Allah told him something like this, if you read, أعوذ بكلمات الله تامات من شر ما خلق, then the poison would not have affected you. Another person says, oh Nabi of Allah, my brother has got diarrhea. The Nabi of Allah tells him, go take honey. He goes and takes honey. He comes back and complains, the condition has become worse. Again the second time, go take honey again. Again he comes, complains, the condition has become worse. The Nabi of Allah tells him something like this, Allah has spoken the truth and your brother's stomach is speaking lies. Go and take honey again. This time he gets shifa. So yaqeen in what? The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how this will happen? Brothers and friends, you see this ta'lim that we have in our masjids and in our homes. What is the object of this ta'lim? The object of this ta'lim is to create a shauq and a desire in the hearts to come onto this aman. First to understand. Whenever the Nabi of Allah faced any difficulty, what he would do? He would resort to salah, isn't it? A person who brings the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life, Allah will give him a blissful, beautiful life. Hayatun tayyiba. For a person to get the love of Allah, Allah has put a condition in Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you profess to love Allah, follow the Nabi of Allah. You have to make the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not just the habitual sunnats, but also the sunnats of dawah, the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnats of ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is, when we go to the toilet, enter with the left foot, come out with the right foot, enter the masjid. These are the normal sunnats we do on a daily basis. But how many of us know the sunnats of salah? How did the Nabi of Allah read namaz? How many of us know the different azkar? How many of us know a simple thing like the traveling dua? A simple thing like the traveling dua, we who are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 90% of the people who go out in jamaat, you ask them, what's the traveling dua? They'll say, Subhanalladhi sakhar lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila tilin. That's not the sunnah dua for traveling. That's the dua when you sit in the conveyance. The sunnah dua for traveling is, Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha albirra wa taqwa wa min al-amali ma tarda. Allahumma huwin alayna safarana hadha wa twi'anna bu'da. Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar wal khalifatu fi al-ahal. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في الأهل والمال والولد. That's why Murad Ibrahim Sahib, in the last ijtima, he was emphasizing ilm and dhikr. The object of also coming out is that we have to learn, we have to bring the sunnah alive, every aspect of our life, whether it's our khuruj. So that is why, beloved friends, we have to sit, we have to contemplate, and we have to understand and introspect how much of deen is coming in my life. The object is not 4 months and 40 days. Deen has to come into our lives. 5 times namaz has to come into my life in the front of with takbir ula. One person, he was a tabi'i for 40 years, I can't recall his name, but for 40 years he never see the back of a musalli. Ali radiallahu anhu, when you talk of istiqamat, when tasbih fatim was given to him, not a single day he missed it. So somebody asked him in the battle of Siffin, did you read it? He says, yes, even in the battlefield I read it. So when a person will bring istiqamat, not only in his amal, but in his gush, in his masjid talim, in his daily fikr, in his 2.5 hours, his 3 days every month, we have to have istiqamat in our amal, whether it's our chilla and 4 months for the year, set our time, set our date, making fikr, now ijtima is coming up. We have to become restless. We have to worry that how now we have to make a fikr, make a worry and concern. Nakat jamaats have to come out. One is I'm coming out. One is I have to prepare others to come out with me. I have to come out with a complete jamaat. One is a man joins a jamaat. One is a person makes his jamaat. It's a big difference. So what we are saying, beloved friends, is that Allah Ta'ala has given us, in the beginning we mentioned, a zimidari, a responsibility. So how now we can take this thing to heart? Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. What niyat we make, that is what barakat Allah is going to give us. So now we have come for the Shab Guzari, mashallah. We've come, it's a night of fikr. It's a night of worry and concern. Those that had no intention at all of coming out in the path of Allah, get ready on taqaza. After the program, when the tashkeel is going to be made, how we can go for 4 months as quick as possible. Those that haven't spent 4 months, and it is not in the heart, Allah will take us. Allah is the one. See, if a person wants to come out in the path of Allah, it's very, very easy. Very, very easy. First, he makes his niyat. Second, he starts turning towards amal. He takes out sadaqah on a daily basis. He joins his masjid amal. He wakes up for tahajjud every night. Ya Allah, you know my condition. Ya Allah, you know my situation. Ya Allah, I can't come out. I got this problem, I got that problem. I got this halat, I got that halat. Everybody got halats. You'll never find that a person, everything is 100% and he comes out in the part of it. It doesn't work like that. Allah Ta'ala shows you that how he makes the impossible possible. That's how you learn yaqeen. When you're sitting on that plane and you're going for 4 months, and now you think, hey, how did I come out? Now you tell your heart, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, you took me out. Ya Allah, you are the one that took me out. So we have to wake up now. We have to wake up for tahajjud, make an intention. We cry in front of Allah, ask from Allah, beg from Allah. And those that spend 4 months in India, Pakistan, they must make niyat for 4 months pedal. Those that never go for 4 months pedal, they have to have this desire to at least once in your life go for 4 months pedal. Yeah. Take our masturat out. Now, mashallah, ishtima buzz, ishtima fever, how on a monthly basis we can receive jamaats in our masjid every week. Every week jamaats must come to our masjid, our locality, so that how we can cover every nook and corner of our locality and give the dawat of this ishtima, and how we can make such a fikr that before the ishtima, jamaats have to come out. After the ishtima, jamaats have to also come out. So we'll all do like this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, brothers can finish the askar. Mashallah will take place now for a few minutes. And after Maghrib, inshallah, when you read our sunnats, come as close as possible and take benefit from the programs. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdi, mashallah.